yet another vegan plug. And today I have Charlotte's very own Chef Jules in the building. Chef Jules.
What's up?
You have advanced 4 times on the Favorite Chef Challenge with Carla Hall.
Yes.
How does that feel?
It feels amazing. I'm very excited. I'm very happy. I'm blessed. I feel grateful more than anything.
Right.
Because I wasn't expecting to hold that spot for that long.
Yeah.
And, I appreciate my support, my family.
It definitely takes a big support.
Yes.
Because there were quite a few people in that challenge.
Quite a few.
And every week, you knocking down yet another one.
Thank you.
And another. Right? So I'm not sure if it's going down by the fives or tens or however they're doing it.
So it started off at 20.
Right.
I had 89 people in my group.
Mm.
So I advanced to the top 20. Then, as it went down to 15, 10, and now we're in 5. So it's a little nerve-wracking.
So you knocked out 84 people.
Yes.
That's bogus.
Right?
That is bogus. Like, listen... You're not from Charlotte.
I mean, I grew up here.
Okay. So we're gonna say you're from Charlotte.
Yeah.
Right? So you're repping
for the
city of Charlotte.
Yes.
And you're not the only one in the competition
from
in Charlotte.
From the city, nope.
But in your group, you're killing them.
Thank you.
And knocking them down.
And I'm the only one in Charlotte in my group, though.
Ah.
For sure. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're broken up. I know Chef Mel. Shouts to Chef Mel. Doggone Vegans.
Shout out.
That's my girl.
Very much
great
so.
Great spirit.
Very much so.
She's in it. I think she's top. Because I vote for her too.
Right.
So top 4.
She's top 4 in her group.
In her group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's what's fantastic is when you have black women that are doing the very thing that they want to do in life.
Yeah.
And with no pressure, nothing stopping them. And you guys are excelling beyond what the stereotypes are, beyond what people think. And you just keep going and you keep going.
And pushing. I mean, we push through it.
Absolutely.
And it's so funny. Chef and I, we were talking one day and she said, girls, the life we chose.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand a life of a chef.
Mm.
I think they see the finished product, something like this.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh.
That's what you did?
I'm just about to eat.
Right.
You're not thinking about all the spices and all the things we had to chop up and put, and all the love we put in. Because, I mean, me personally, I cook like meditation type.
Mm.
I'm a culinary alchemist. That is my real, when everything, it's going to be my overall brand. I am a chef.
It. Yeah.
But I'm a culinary alchemist. Chefs can cook high intensity. I have,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's not comfortable. And you're dishing out food and you're hurrying up and you're sweating and you're mad and you're like, all right, well, I know y'all done seen Hell's Kitchen and y'all done seen Top Chef.
And all of that is real.
All of that is real. But I realize that's not who I am when it comes to creating foods.
You like to sit down and actually make love to the food.
I make love to the food. So it can make love to you.
That's respect.
Yeah. And I also, I'm passionate about making ourselves happy as well as making you feel good while you're eating it. Because if you're a real foodie like me,
mm-hmm.
you like to eat. You
Come
want
on.
It to taste so good
Come
and you
on.
Want it to be so good.
And if we're going to have this conversation, we need to have it doing what? Eating.
Yes.
Why? Because food a la carte is too expensive. Okay. Listen,
I don't
play about that.
I know.
If we're going to have a conversation, we're going to have some food.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do them separate. That's crazy.
It goes together.
You feel me?
Food, let me tell you something. Food is just food without chefs.
Come on, somebody.
We bring y'all together.
Come on, somebody.
We are the glue that bring. Think about food. Food brings every. I'm talking about funerals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything you can think of where families are coming together, the centerpiece of it is like, what
food.
We going to eat?
What we going to eat? Because we got to have food. And we don't have nothing else. We got to have food.
Right, right.
What we going to just get together?
Right.
Cookouts.
Right.
Funerals.
Right.
Weddings.
Right.
Any type of receptions.
It's food.
What is it? Divorce parties.
All of that.
You need food.
And when you're depressed, what the hell do you go get?
You eat food.
You get chocolate and ice cream and cookies.
But somebody still had to curate that.
Somebody had to put that together.
So shout out to all the chefs around the world doing big things for little people like me who can cook.
You're not little.
True.
You're a big deal. You're kind of a big deal.
You feel me? Just kind of. You know what I mean? Okay. You're thicker than a snicker, but kind of a big deal. Yeah. Oh, you feel me?
Both of us thicker than a snicker. Yeah. Snicker is the number one candy bar in the world, I think.
I'm waiting for you and Chef Mal to link up to come up with a vegan option. Just throwing that out there, Chef Mal. No pressure.
You want us to collab?
I think so.
All right.
No pressure.
I'm with it, Chef.
But no pressure. With it. Okay. Because us little people in the world, right? Little people in the world. We need that. You know? Mm-hmm. We definitely need that. When it comes to being in the top five.
Yeah.
All right? In the first spot of the top five. What type of pressure is that being added on
to
you?
So I got to say, the pressure it is real. Like, I don't know how important this competition is to the other chefs, and if it's something that they just decided to do just because they want to see if they could, you know. At first, it was something I was like, I'm going to just do it and see if I can compete next level. It was, like, lighthearted. Mm-hmm. But now, as I've advanced as much as I have, I'm like, man, and I realize what the James Bearding Foundation offers to the chef world. Yeah. And what this is all connected to, and Carla Hall, I already loved her anyway.
Right.
And I would love to meet her.
Fantastic chef.
Yeah. And I feel like our personalities would be like fireworks together, you know, in that world. But anyway, as we have advanced, I was like, man, I really want this.
Okay.
You know, I really want this, and I want to win, because I have a journey that I'm on when it comes to introducing people to my type of eating, my gourmet type of eating. My food is not like everybody else's.
Right.
So I can make the stuff everybody else likes to eat.
But that's not your...
That's
not your walk of life.
That's not my MO.
Right, right.
God didn't create... And I didn't never wake up and say, I want to be a chef.
Right, right.
So I know I have a gift. You know, I know how to put foods together for overall health and wellness.
So
it means a lot that I win.
With the winnings, right? What's the expectation of the winnings? What is the outcome that you're expecting from winning? We're not going to say if you should win. What is the expectation that Charlotte should have of you? What are you going to do, right, with the outcome of that win? For Chef Jewel to put on for Charlotte, what are you doing?
So my expectation is that it opens up opportunities and doors for me to take advantage of and maneuver to ultimately making our type of foods, which are plant-based foods, more accessible. Because right now, there are little things stopping and reasons why we can't just pull up. Everybody's questioning is like, why can't we just pull up and get food like that? You know, why is that it's so hard to get? Or the food in the store is too high because da 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 da. I want to kind of like shift that in a way and make a change where it is accessible, like McDonald's, where it can be something you can pull up and really get, and it's clean eats. You ain't got to worry about how it's going to affect your body. It's not going to weigh you down. It's not going to stop your day, because chemically our body interacts with the foods that we consume, and it affects our behavior. It affects your children's behavior. It affects how you think in the day, how productive you are, you know, all of that. And I want to just remove the stigma of that type of food being not good. Or being nasty.
The negative stigma.
Or they're like, I ain't no carrots. I ain't no rabbit food. And it's like, nah, it's not that. Not when it comes to my food.
Not when it comes to Chef Mel. Yeah. We're not having that. We eat good around here.
Yeah. We ain't missing no meals. We ain't missing no meat.
We ain't missing no inches.
No inches. Like, thicker than a snicker. Okay. Like, you heard that, right?
Okay. Thicker than a snicker, hotter than a Twinkie. Let's go, baby. Yes. Come and pull up on my binky. Nah. I'm just saying.
You got bars, too. I'm a rapper.
Saying. I mean, just a little bit.
I mean, damn, really? She didn't even tell me she was a rapper.
I bake cakes like the ones that your mama bake up. No, I'm just like, all right. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? It's necessary. Because here's the thing. I got smacked in my head when I was younger, right? Because my grandmother. This is off topic. My grandmother was feeding us, and my grandmother always cooked with soul, like cooked from her soul. You know what I mean? Like she's Caribbean. So
and I'm in love with them cultures.
You feel me? It's a necessary thing. So you made sure the camera heard it. In love with them. So my grandmother was serving us one time, and I just noticed how her arm, every time she went around somebody, it just jiggled.
It was just a sense of excitement.
I need you to
patent that shit you said. Because I've been stealing it. Dumar been stealing it. We've been stealing it.
I'm just saying.
And I'm telling you, that was a good one.
Yeah.
And everybody, every time I use it, everybody be like, yeah, because the flap in the arm. Like, that's the staple right there.
Listen, she was going around and she was serving and I shook her arm. I got my head shook, but you know what I mean? Like, I think it was necessary because in the black culture, that is a stamp. They don't want the skinny chefs. Nah.
My apron say never trust a skinny chef.
Yeah, because if you don't jiggle when you wiggle, like if you don't have a little jiggle when you cook for me, baby, I'm good. I don't trust you. I don't even be trusting like the little servers that be like, oh, this is good. Girl, you too skinny. Because
I can't say I don't know any real skinny.
Yeah.
Like a skinny, like a bona fide chef.
Right.
Do you know any? I don't know.
No. I mean, bakers.
I mean, I guess Carla Hall's slim, but she ain't.
Well, she tall.
She tall.
But she was like, I was height.
She probably thick, though, a little bit.
I don't see that. I don't see that in her future at all. No disrespect, Miss Carla. But I don't see that in her future. I'm just saying that based on what she, the height that she has, if she was our height, then yeah, she might have a little thickness to her. But she's too tall. It don't sit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She got to walk that thing off. Yeah. You know how long her legs are?
I don't either.
But because you will.
Because I will.
Come on,
and
somebody.
I have something special for her, too. Yep. She's going to be the first to get it, you know.
I would hope if it's for her. Yeah. That's typically
after
what you
me,
do.
No, I'm talking about it's a line that I'm creating.
Yeah.
She's going to be one of the first to get it.
Okay. All right, bet. Do I get one?
I knew you was going to ask that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, praise God.
You got to cook with me, though.
Say less.
All right.
I don't mind.
Because she can cook.
Chopping it up.
You just rather.
I just rather.
Leave it to the professional.
Yeah, you know why?
Because that's what you do.
Because that's what y'all do.
Right.
So, I support y'all.
Thank you.
Well, y'all support my belly.
We love that you support us.
Come on, somebody. I think everybody love a little plug. Everybody love a little vegan life.
No, we love you.
Let's go.
And we love your team.
I appreciate that.
And we appreciate you shedding light and taking time out of your day.
Absolutely.
You know, to feed our businesses and feed our craft and what we do and what we're passionate about. So we appreciate that.
It's the pleasure is ours. We actually, like, when I tell you my team is dope, you know what I mean?
They are.
Always.
And it's love.
It's always love.
It's a vibe.
Completely. Sometimes it's a quiet vibe.
But it's family,
sometimes it's
though.
A very focused vibe.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes they tired of my shit. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be honest.
Hey.
And that's fine.
And guess what? In business, who the hell ain't
come on somebody
each other's shit?
But you know what I was gonna say?
What?
That day I may not be their cup of tea. It's fine.
It's fine.
You know what I mean? They're not my Henny straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay. But tomorrow we'll get back on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or in another few hours.
Yeah.
You know, they might be hungry.
Let me
go feed them babies.
Right.
My team be hungry, y'all.
She be like, I need some food for my
Yeah,
for my
I need.
Team.
Give Chef, come on. I need some corn, please. Give these babies some corn.
Yeah.
They need something. But yeah, I think you are doing some amazing things.
Thank you.
And you have some amazing people behind you, right?
Thank you.
You got Y Square, right?
Yeah.
Y Square is on your team,
right?
Chef OG.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The entire Love and Action team.
Yeah.
Right? Tone X.
Yeah.
Come on, A Vegan's Life.
Yeah.
Chef Mal.
Yeah.
Doggone Vegan. You know what I mean?
Look at her,
like you have
it down.
You have a team that supports you.
Yeah.
And the one thing about the community, like the veganism community. It, I always say the veganism community to me is like the LGBTQ community.
Right.
We just come through and support.
Yeah.
It ain't no fighting. It's none of that. We just come through and support.
Right.
And we gonna eat good. Right.
Right.
And not everybody's food is our food.
Right.
And not the way everybody cooks is the same.
Yeah.
Which is cool. That's your way of cooking. I don't necessarily
and we
care
just
for
want,
it. I keep it
yeah,
moving.
Yeah. We and that's the thing. I'm not into like pushing what I believe. I don't want to.
Right.
I have. On my family, and I have, but I'm no longer trying to push what, you know, my beliefs on to others and my opinions you about just do you. Food. But I just hope that they can at least be open-minded to try it, you right. know, to be open to it.
And that's necessary.
Yeah.
I think the best part about it is, like you said, don't push your beliefs on somebody else.
Yeah.
Just let them live.
Yeah.
They'll come into it.
Yeah.
Because my entire family, when I tell you my entire family will support, show up and be like, all right, what you eating now?
Yeah, it's like they own one. Yeah. That. Yeah. They got you know? Jokes.
Yeah.
They be like, oh, you know, Julie gonna have that vegan stuff. No, what you still, she gonna eat?
You still eating that vegan
like I
shit?
Ate, you know, I ate before I got here. So, I'm,
so I'm good. You ain't bring nothing?
I'm not tempted.
You ain't bring your vegan stuff?
No. I don't want no pork.
No, I'm good. But you ain't bring your vegan stuff? No, 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 I'm good. Oh, I thought he was gonna. I thought you was gonna bring some. Nah, y'all was talking about it before. Oh, now y'all want some.
So listen,
back
y'all,
then you didn't want me. Now I'm hot. You all on me.
That's how it is. It's always like that.
You know.
But my main thing is I need my city's support in this last stretch.
Come on.
I appreciate everybody. Like when I say I can't even express
right
how grateful I am for the amount of people that. Remember to vote every day. Like, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
To ask of
24
somebody.
Hours.
When I found out the rules, no lie, y'all, I was like, I don't want to ask people to do this yeah. every day. But I had to, you know, and I've been pushing and pushing and talking to my community and giving out samples and connecting with people and just trying to get them. Because people that don't know me that's walking up, they like, well, vote for you. I mean, yeah, over here, I have a sample. Mm-hmm. I want you to try my food. Because mm-hmm. I don't mind letting you try my food because I know
you stick behind it. Yeah.
So, try my food. If you like it, mm-hmm. I really need your vote.
Let's go.
And they do it. Now, this is like we, when I say intensity has went to an all-time high, I need you guys this week to double up on votes. If you, whatever you need, if you want me to cook, if y'all saying, look, I pull up, let me pull up and you know, I cook a little something extra for you guys on Friday so you can put in extra votes. Whatever it is that you guys need. I need to make it through this last five because if I don't stay at number one, like you can fluctuate throughout the day.
Yeah.
Like right now, I've dropped down to second, and then when it happens, you just be like, oh,
yeah.
And you hoping that you float you right back up. Yeah. And it's just like a fluctuation mm-hmm. between mm-hmm. these two in my group. I can't speak for the other group.
Right.
So I need to maintain first
the top
spot this whole week.
Yeah.
Like, I can't fall down because at least by Thursday, when they're ready to do their vote, I got to be in first.
All right. So, let them know, one, how they can support.
Okay.
Two, what's the incentive? If Chef Jewel
becomes the favorite chef.
Become the favorite chef, what's the incentive?
The incentive is I'm going to push and connect all ways that I can find because I know how to connect. I know how to connect dots. For us to make this food accessible.
Let's go.
And I'm literally to the point where you busy entrepreneurs out there like, oh, I just need the food at my door type thing. Because I don't have time to cook. I don't have time to go get it. I don't have time. I want to make it where it's easy for you guys to just get it. Because we live in a busy world. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard for us to even remember to make something. And some people think, because they don't know how to cook like me or make things that are plant-based, they just do away with it all the time. And I do it too. Things that I don't know how to do, I put it off.
Right.
So they put it off. And so right. they'll go buy something that's easy. And then that's one more day that you ate something that was not conducive for your health.
Right.
And honestly, we're all dying earlier.
Yeah.
And this is a fact. I'm about to go to a funeral this weekend because of health. Mm. You know, he's 39.
Young.
39?
Young.
I can't even count how many of my friends I lost due to diabetes and high blood pressure. It's so real.
Something that
to
we
me.
Can change.
Something that we
something
can change.
Something that we can control.
So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be a big, play a major part in utilizing my gift into what I know how to do, which is make food taste so good. I mean, make you want to smack your mama and it was feeding your cells at the same time.
Wow. All right, so you heard it first. Chef Jewel is in the last round of Favorite Chef with Carla Hall. You have the responsibility of supporting her, all right? You have two ways to do so. You can vote daily, one vote every 24 hours, or you can vote and donate, okay, financially, and it doubles your vote count. Chef Jewel needs you. Chef Jewel is expecting a lot of you.
I do need you.
All right? She needs to stay in the number one top spot in her group range. But Charlotte, surrounding areas, friends, family of her, she needs your help. She needs your support. All the information will be dropped below. But make sure you do your job. Take a screenshot. Send it to her. Show her your support.
Thank you.
Her your love.
Thank you.
Give her a follow. Go give her a like. Subscribe. Do all that with Chef Jewel and It's Alive.
Yes, It's Alive Foods.
Yes, It's Alive
Coming
Foods.
Coming soon.
It's Alive Foods.
To a door near you.
Let's go.
The link, you guys, is in it's in both of my bios. It's ITS_ALIVE_CLT. It's in that bio. It's on Instagram. And you can also go to Chef Jewel. It's CHEF_JEWL.
Let's go. You heard it. You heard it.
I love y'all.
What y'all waiting on? Go support. You can follow. You can like. You can subscribe now. You can also go cast your vote. It's been real, Charlotte. Be good. Thank you so much, Chef Jewel, for hanging out with us. I love you always.
Mwah. I love you, too.
Thank you for hanging out. Behave yourself. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do. Okay. But, I mean, one of the things that I won't be doing right now is competing. But you are.
I am.
So go take that damn win home.
That's right.
Be good.
All right.
Later.
Bye.